done there. We can look at the design, look at which of the materials that are particularly problematic and wherever possible, design them out or minimize them, but also to get upfront payments to enable those materials to be purchased in advance and therefore substantially reduce the risk of price escalation.
Does there also need to be a bit of an adjustment in expectations, whether that's from governments or from other clients and customers?
No, I don't think so. I think there really needs to be that increased collaboration, not a reduction in expectations. They've got to take, we've really got to grasp this, and not just clients, the industry as well. There's a real opportunity here to come together and to address this issue, this particularly the short-term issue, but in the process to address some of those more longer-term fundamental issues that have affected the sustainability of the industry.
So where do you start with that? How do you go about trying to cool down a market that is overheated?
Yeah, well, again, as I say, it's not so much, it's looking at better ways of delivering things. So it is earlier engagement with the market. So contractors or clients engaging with contractors earlier in the piece to say, well, look, these are the issues that we all know that are happening out there. How best can we deal with it? How can we work together more collaboratively rather than the very traditional, here you go, here's a contract, master and servant relationship that the industry has worked on for too long now, to look at a more collaborative approach and recognizing these issues and saying, right, how do we come together to fix those?
John Davies, thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
John Davies, the Chief Executive of the Australian Constructors Association, their report looking at the construction market, which is overheating across the country and particularly here in WA. It's 16 past 10 on ABC Pilbara and ABC Kimberley. On the topic of construction and buildings, I'm asking you about decayed dreams, buildings from the relatively recent past that are abandoned in outback WA. Maybe the outback, the Pindan, the dirt, the dust is starting to swallow them up. Is there one near you? Send me a text on 0448 922 604 or call 1300 242 675. Off the SMS, Skippy says the old buildings are very interesting. He says, get an Equinox 800 for relic hunting. He reckons it's very addictive. Just watch out for the emus and snakes. If you've got a story or one of these old buildings, a relic that's near you, let me know. The SMS is 0448 922 604. You can send through some pictures as well. Coming up in the next few minutes, you'll hear how a new podcast has used archival recordings to learn more about a culture in the Kimberley. That's soon. This is Jem Casadale.
Hiding under the covers, there's no sun coming out. It was sweet, now it's time to live without. When it's not getting better, it's hard to change how you feel. But tell me, how do I deal with all these changes? So shoes and fly away. I'm so used to having someone, now I don't know who to call. When things went bad, you saved me from it all. Ooh, all these changes, so afraid, but we know that we've been waiting for a way to let go. All these changes, it's all out of my control. I'm no good.
Jem Casadaley with Changes on ABC Pilbara and ABC Kimberley. It's 21 past 10. Eddie Williams with you this morning. A top of 23 for Carnarvon today. Port Hedland going for 29. And Bidgetanga expecting a top of 34 degrees. A new podcast series is following the story of the Cutajari people in the Kimberley as they reconnect with cultural heritage material that's in the collection at IATSIS, the Australian Institute of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies.
Off the Green Island Highway, the bitumen, you come to a dirt road, red pinan, and yeah, the road is a bit, it was corrugated, and now it's slowly developing into becoming a bitumen.
You there?
Rain, right? Dig him up. Dig him up after rain. Yeah. Huh? I just hear a story a little bit for when you people from Uri Elephant come, they've been living this water, first time.
Yeah.
They've been living down one side, this side. Yeah. Uri Elephant.
Archival recordings have helped to strengthen culture and close a 40-year gap between the oldest and youngest performers of Cutajari cultural practices. The storytellers in the podcast are Elder Mervyn Malady and his grandson, Winston Shoveler. Winston, good morning.
Good morning, Eddie.
How did this all come about?
This all came about, I guess. It's been a long time coming, I should say, and it's something that we've been working closely with IATSIS on, and IATSIS was all about returning back all these cultural materials that was in their archive for, I guess, 50 plus years, and one of their projects, Preserve, Strengthen, and Renew in Community. It was aimed to return material that was held in IATSIS and record new materials with community members and to establish protocols for keeping cultural material safe. So, the project was working closely with Garajati and Girikara Nation in the Central Desert. And it was, it was a long time coming. So this podcast series came about just to, to put something together to share our stories with the public about, this journey that, we wanted to have to these materials returned to us, but also did something with them.
Why was it important for you to have this opportunity to be able to share those stories?
Yeah, it was important to share these stories because, the generation now, we've, as you mentioned, it's been 40 years since the a generation before us have practiced the culture, and now it's our generation that sort of lost that. But when we worked with IATSIS closely, we've listened and seen some of the images and listened to some of the recordings that was held in their archive with some of the elders that was back then, and it was about how do we bring that back and teach a younger generation. So my grandfather Mervyn was pretty passionate about it, very committed to get this done, and also IATSIS wanted to